Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I swear this is perfect. Come kiss me one more time.
Oh, this is my dream come true, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, boy. It would be.
Sexy Mrs. Rogers. Is here in the studio.
Oh my gosh. You can pull down your microphone too.
And this being radio, Desi Mitchelson is Sexy Mrs. Rogers, and she's just a doll. And I got the biggest, ugliest computer screen in front of my face.
I can't even see you.
Oh, there you are.
No.
There we are. And I've got the sun glaring in on the other side, blinding me.
Good. That's a good thing.
Don't think it rude if in the middle of this interview, if Kristen just puts her headphones on and starts texting people.
My headphones are on, and I was not texting. I was posting on social media. Stoney has had me like posting nonstop today, and then when I don't talk to him, he gets mad about it.
It's just, I like to talk to people.
That's your job, right?
How did this happen? So Sexy Mrs. Rogers took off like crazy.
It blew up out of nowhere.
Did you think it would? How did it start?
So I shoot for the costume company Yandy, and they're actually based in Arizona, and we shoot so many costumes in a day. It's ridiculous.
You say shoot, you take pictures of?
Yes, right. For their catalogs and online and stuff.
So you're a model.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you don't shoot. You don't take pictures. You have pictures taken of you as a model.
Correct.
Okay. But, you know, we understand. But a lot of people go, so she shoots.
No, yeah,
she shoots people in Arizona.
Shoots
what the hell?
Guns. Like, what is she shooting?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I get it.
Okay. So Desi is a model who is normally in catalogs and is gorgeous, as you'd expect, in Arizona.
You.
So somehow you put together this thing with me, and you're from Pittsburgh, right?
I'm born and raised from Pittsburgh. My mom's here with me right now.
Hi, Mom.
How are you?
Home for the holidays, so thanks for having me come in.
Sure.
But yeah, the Mr. Rogers thing was just like a crazy thing that blew up out of nowhere, and being from Pittsburgh, it like, everyone found out that I was also from Pittsburgh, like Mr. Rogers. And I think that helped like kind of blow it up because everyone's like, how could you do that to him? And I'm like, it's my job.
I want to get paid. It's just Halloween, okay? I'm not wearing it daily.
Yeah. Like you said, I wear costumes. I love get over it.
It's my job.
Did you make a lot of money on this or in any way?
It's a day rate.
Okay.
So I get paid per day.
I see.
For the costume catalogs.
This was just a day at work.
This was just a day at work.
And I want to say that because I think a lot of people are saying, how dare she does that? And she's probably making out like a bandit. It was just a day at work and you got some pretty pictures of it.
Yeah. And if anything, like it got my name out there in a different light than normal. So bad publicity is good publicity sometimes.
Yes, it's the Kardashian way.
There's no such thing as bad ink.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you didn't get a bonus out of this or anything, getting like more background to this all. I mean, like more publicity for all this.
I mean, publicity, yes. As far as like residuals from the costume, no.
Never.
I just get my day right. And that's standard in the industry. But hopefully, you know, they book me more now that I was in that costume. We'll see.
and of course, you always get that phrase. It's wonderful exposure for you, darling.
Right.
It's exposure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Give me some cash. So, did you have perhaps the idea to do Sexy Mrs. Claus?
I've done plenty of Mr. Santa, Mrs. Claus. Yeah, you can find me in a lot of costumes. That's one of my main things.
If people were looking for like costumes of you in costume, are you in specific catalogs that we would look for?
A lot of people told me they saw me in spirit this past Halloween, so I'll be in like the spirit stores, and then much like if you Google certain costumes, I'm in a lot of them.
Yeah.
So I've been doing it for almost 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
My gosh, you're a young woman.
Well, I'm almost 30, but thank you.
Almost 30. My.
I'm 6 months
the vapors
away from 30.
Oh, my gosh.
And is Arizona your home now? I mean, you left.
No, I'm in California. I've been there for six and a half years. Yeah. So
well,
I travel for work and stuff like that.
I get that. And you're home for the holidays now?
Home for the holidays.
So when the family, mom's with you, the family comes over, you put on the sexy Mrs. Rogers thing? And
you know, that might be a little strange. Yeah. So I don't
a little bit.
You know, Uncle Jack, he's always been a little weird about that.
My mom and my dad were Mr. Rogers themselves for Halloween.
Oh!
So that was pretty exciting when they sent me that picture
of them
dressed up as Mr. Rogers.
Well, I'm sure you can see this coming, but welcome to the neighborhood.
Oh, thank you. That was good.
We wish you great success, and I hope this is a nice stepping stone. Maybe Tom Hanks will have heard about this by now and say, hey, this is Tom.
I'm sure he has by now. His son heard about it, too, Mr. Rogers' son, and he said that he... Mr. Rogers would have loved the costume, and he had a sense of humor, so.
He would.
He probably would have given you his sweater, though, because it's a little chilly in Pittsburgh for Halloween.
Yes, exactly. Listen, perfect for California.
Yes.
I worked with Tom for 6 weeks on a movie, Punchline, years ago in Hollywood, where we used to live, and I think PBS, now, what they ought to do is not so much have, you know, debates and political shows, but they could do, because Mr. Rogers was such a success on PBS, mornings with sexy Mrs. Rogers. Don't you think all the kids in the neighborhood would come to watch?
No.
No.
Maybe wholesome.
Yeah.
Sure.
Mrs. Rogers.
Hello, neighbor.
Oh my gosh.
It's like that would be a fine thing. When you close it off, you'd say hello, neighbor, but it would be your voice and people going, yeah, she's my neighbor. Well, listen, Bessie, I hope you have a great Christmas. What is
Andy would like to know if Mr. McFeely can do an appearance with her.
Oh, now this has gone way too far. Bessie, you know what? You have lawyers. You have people that can take care of things like that.
I do for sure.
I'll bet you need it. Destiny Mitchelson, Hollywood, Los Angeles, Pittsburgh, in the neighborhood now. Sexy Mrs. Rogers. Mr. Rogers.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming in. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas.
He works way too much.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.